Martin, can you talk us through your squad selection?
No, I'm not going to talk you through it. Have you got the list?
You've got it already.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to run through individually about that, but made a couple of decisions on players, a few things taken into consideration, bit of fitness, number of games played just recently, and obviously boys who have done well for the team in the last 2 years. David Ford is obviously a disappointment because he has been a big part of proceedings. Made this wonderful save against Germany away back at the time when they were leading 1-0. Could have gone 2-0. Game would have been a long way back. Great, great save. And we end up getting that point, which eventually takes us to France. That's a disappointment for him. And he has been he's been excellent for us. Excellent around about the place as well too. And but a few other disappointments as well too. So it's a shame. It's going to happen. That's the nature of the game.
Will Harvey Keane be fit, and will James McCarthy be okay in the first game?
Well, of course, these are considerations we have to make. Robbie's the captain of the side. Robbie feels he's going to be fit. James McCarthy did a little bit of work today, and good improvement in that sense. So that helps a lot. You know, I'm not a soothsayer, but I think that there's a fairly decent chance that they're going to be okay. I've got a little bit of time. James has played, he came off in that last game. He's played a lot of matches for Everton, obviously. He's a pretty fit lad anyway at the best of time, but like anything else, you like some time in the field. You know, we can organise games while we're out in France, a little bit of time if that's the case. And even before that, because we've got a week's training to do here.
How tough was that for you, Martin, to tell the players?
Yeah, these are... I'll tell you where the decisions are tough. They're tough because these lads want to play for their country. And that's a big issue. At club level, you can talk to players. It's an every week occurrence. And I'm not saying it's always easy to leave players out, particularly when big games or big tournaments are around the corner. But at club level, you feel as if, well, you will see the player 2 days later, you know, might sit down and have a chat about it again. Some of these players will obviously leave the 23 tomorrow, and that will be disappointing for them. So, yes, because they do want to play. They want to play for their country. They've got a great pride in doing so. And it's, you know, I'm not exaggerating that for the sake of it, but that's the difference between that and club level.
How difficult was it for Harry Arter to miss out?
Well, Harry's picked up an injury at this minute. Again, has gone home. He is reasonably feeling that he could be fit in maybe 10 days or something like this here. But it's another call then. You have to make decisions then, because we've got a couple of injured players at this moment. Robbie Keane, as you mentioned, and James McCarthy. And while you want to be going in, you know, with some skillful players, you obviously need to balance that there with players who are fit. But, you know, like the rules state that if some players don't make it through, you've got a little bit of time. So who knows what might happen. But I'm not saying this is the 23 that we've chosen.
Martin, okay. I suppose David Moyler and Stephen Quinn would have been maybes before tonight. Yeah. What was your thinking in including him?
Honestly, lads, I'm not going into any more thinking, much as you would like to appreciate it, but I'm not. I'm done it for. We'll have that discussion later on, okay? I've gone with it now. That's my 23.
Mark, Kieran Westwood, just okay. How did he take the decision, though?
Who?
David Ford.
David took it like as I would expect David to take it, you know, like a proper man that he is, but a natural disappointment, which I expect, and that's the way it goes.
Darren Murphy as well. He didn't play the last 8 games. Were you happy tonight with what you saw of him?
I'm not going to anymore. I've chosen the 23, and this is it.
But you're happy he's fit and sharp, and
he needed the game tonight, as you saw. He definitely needed the game, and so did Myler.
Martin, what's the time frame on Robbie Keane's injury? Do you expect him to be fit for Sweden?
No, he thinks that he could be. If he's not Sweden, he thinks he'll be fit for the second game. That's the thoughts at this minute. But I am not a doctor.